Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Well, howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 25th of March, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we've had a lot of teasers, a little early reveals here and there, and finally, we know the details. Yeah, we're talking about the OnePlus 9 and the 9 Pro. The two phones have now been announced. And by the looks of the specs, they're going right up against the Samsung Galaxy S21 Ultra. Here's the rumor, though. We kind of thought, nah, no way. Hasselblad camera and a phone? Yeah, way. Yes, the OnePlus 9 and the 9 Pro are coming with the Hasselblad branded cameras. As you probably guessed, they spent most of the announcement talking about the cameras. I mean, wouldn't you? Stating that colors have been turned more natural, and that the ultra-wide sensor on the 9 Pro and the 9 is the biggest one to ever ship in a smartphone. As far as other specs goes, well, the OnePlus 9 comes with 8GB of RAM, 128GB of storage. That's about $729, by the way. The $829 model, that comes with 12GB of RAM and 256GB of storage. However, though, if you're the Pro kind, you'll have to cough up about $1,000, actually $969. That comes with 8GB of RAM, 128GB of storage, or for just a tad over $1,000, 12 gigs of RAM, 256 gigabytes of storage. Both phones will be hitting the markets, at least in the US, on April 2nd. Pre-orders, though, starting tomorrow. And with the phones, we'll move into the other news from OnePlus. That would be their first smartwatch. Yep, they're ready to get into that game now, announcing their new OnePlus watch. And when you look at it, it looks like pretty much any other wristwatch, be it smart or not. The case is stainless steel, got two buttons on the side. It sound familiar to about any other watch? Yeah. This watch will be, of course, available in two colors, silver and black. And unlike your standard face watches, this one has an OLED display that's 1.39 inches with a PPI of 326. It's got 1GB of RAM, 4GB of storage, and even integrated speakers. Can't say they'll sound great, but they're there. And apparently, at least for the time being, will only be available through the OnePlus website, with orders kicking off on April 14th. Ready to put a zoom in a zoom? Well, that's what Zoom's gonna let you do now with their new SDK. Yep, that's right, you can put Zoom now into other things. This is to help developers build Zoom right into their software, of course. Basically, you can build your own video-based applications and websites now, all on top of Zoom's platform. Now, according to the company, they see developers using Zoom's chat functions in a number of different settings. Social media, gaming platforms, even virtual retail apps. In fact, they say developers can drive customers' engagement and provide new opportunities for revenue without being tied to the Zoom meeting interface. As you probably guessed, the SDK is just basically a push to get Zoom's tools in developers' hands and spread the Zoom name around a little bit. Finally, we might remember last year F8 Facebook's event. Yeah, it didn't happen. But it looks like it's definitely going to happen this year, but only in the virtual world, of course. Strange thing about this one, though, it seems like somebody's told Mr. Mark Zuckerberg, get the Zuck out. Now, as we dive into a little bit of details about this year's event, it hasn't even been outlined yet. Pretty much all we know right now is the F8 refresh is coming on June 2nd. And Facebook apparently will narrow the focus by just going completely back to F8's roots. That meaning a conference to help developers thrive. And apparently the meaning of helping developers thrive means also of getting Mr. Zuckerberg the hell out of the way. Now, this isn't set in concrete yet, but according to Facebook right now, it's still yet to be determined if Mark will show up or not. One thing we do know is Mr. Mark Zuckerberg will not have an opening keynote. Have you got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, britishtechnetwork.com, our official place you can get subscribed to all of the BTN podcasts, including this show, the Mac show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and so many others. We're on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our Slack room today with our BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun. It's simple to do, too. Just head to britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your FRIDAY edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news. It's going to be happening, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.